We are learning Masechta Sota, Daf Yoreh Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top of Daf Yoreh Amud Beis, beginning of a line. We're continuing the Maisa with Yehuda and Tamar, and it says that Yehuda went up to Timnasa, Vayireha Yehuda Vayachshvel Azayna. Yehuda saw Tamar, and she looked to him like a Zayna. He kisses upon her because she covered her face. Because she covered her face, Yehuda thought she was a Zayna. At the opposite, you would say, she's covering her face, probably not a Zayna. So how does that arise? She's a Zayna. Amar Rav Elazar, Pshat is like this. She kissed upon her face, chameha. She covered her face in her father's house. That means Yehuda never really saw her. So now Yehuda saw a woman here, and Yehuda thought that this was a Zayna because he did not recognize his daughter-in-law because she was so tsanua in his house. Any daughter-in-law who is tsanua in her father-in-law's house, she will be zaycha that from her children will come out melachim and neviim, kings and neviim. How do we know? Menolam mitamar. We know this from Tamar because Tamar, who came out of Tamar, neviim and melachim. Now, Malachim, we know, came out of Tamar because Tamar, the Malchus based David, came out of Shevet Yehuda and it came out of Tamar. And we know Nevi'im, the Chsiv, Chazoin Yeshio ben Amoitz. It says Yeshio was the son of Amoitz, Yeshio was a Navi. And Malachim came from David, Amrav Levi, David Zem Maseris, Biyadin Vaviseinu, Amoitz Va'amatzia Achim Hava. Now, we know that Amatzia was one of the kings of Malchus based David. So Amatzia was from, was a great grandchild of Tamar. And Amatzia's brother was Amoitz, and Yeshio was the son of Amoitz. So Amoitz was from Tamar, it means Yeshio was from Tamar also. You see from here that from Tamar came out Nevi'im and Malachim and kings. And it says, therefore, Rav Yonasan says, called Kalash Yitzru Veiz Chamel, will be Zerichat the same thing. The Mefarshim asked, I think the Ben Yada asked a question that Lechaira, Malachim have to come out from Shevet Yehuda. So how could you say any Kala who's Sanua will be Zaycha to have Malchus based David will be Zaycha that Malchus will come from them? It has to be Dafka from Yehuda. So what will help being Sanua? It's not they're not the right Shevet. This one Nevi'im could come from any Shevet, but how does Malachim come from that Shevet? So the answer that Malachim here would mean Malachim Rabbanu mean Taka Tamid Chachamim. They'll be Zaycha Tamid Chachamim. It says that we know the story of Tamar, that so Yehuda asked, it was Teveya her for Znus, and she said, how are you going to pay me? So Yehuda said, here, I'll give you my staff, my clothing, my chasima. It says, chasima v'apsila v'amata, which means you give him Yehuda gave her his signet ring. Psilim is like a cloak, or a overcoat, v'amata, and his staff. He gave this to Tamar as security, and he said, I'll come pay you and I'll take it back. That's what happened. Now, what happened was that Yehuda came back with something to pay her, and she was not there anymore. So it landed up, she had the security, and Yehuda never paid for her services. Now, she all of a sudden became pregnant, and they were choshed her that she was Mizana, and therefore they were taking her out to burn her. He mutzas, it says in the Pasuk, that he mutzas, v'hishalcha l'chamer le'emar le'ishasha e'le loy anaychara, whoever this is from, I'm pregnant from that person. V'atayman, she said, hakenor l'miach esemes v'apasilim v'amata e'le, that's what she said. So it says, he mutzas. L'chayra, it should say, he mitutzas, she was being taken out in v'yalei. Why does it say, l'osham, he mutzas, it sounds like a l'osham metzia. So the Gemara darshins, from that says l'osham metzia, Omer Rab Elazar, la'achar shenimtzu simenah. That for a time, the chosim and the pasilim and the mata, these three things that were used as security, got lost. They got lost. And ba, what happened? Ba Samal v'ruchkam. Samal, the malach of Edom, came and hid it. Why? Because he didn't want Tamar to have, you know, because if you don't find it, then you're not going to say that it was Yehuda, and then she would get burnt. And therefore, she would not have children, and she would not have an enikah like David, who will be a trouble for the Goyim, will be a trouble for the Goyim. So therefore, Samal wanted to stop this whole Tamar, get rid of Tamar. But Gabriel came and brought her closer to her, and she found these simonim. That's what it says. Himitzas. She found the simonim. She found these the mashkin. That's Pshah in the Pasuk. Merum was in this Pasuk in Tehillim. Lamatzeach al yoynes elim rechaykim l'david michtam. Om Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says Pshah in this Pasuk. Mishosh in esrach gu simenaha, when her simonim got lost, Nasis kiyoino ilemes. She became like a yoino ilemes. She couldn't have a taina anymore. Her whole taina would be is that this pregnancy came from Yehuda. Now that she lost the security, she won't have any taina anymore. Then it says in the pasuk, the David michtam, that is, that she yotze menu David shayemach. Lamaisa, alamasecha, yonis elim means when she lost it. But lamaisa, what happened was that she did send it to Yehuda and say, whoever this belongs to, that's who I'm pregnant from. And Yehuda was Maida. And out of that marriage came out, the enikel was David. The David michtam. What does David mean? What's the lashon michtam? She also went to David Shayemach. He was a big anav, v'tam. And he was also tam v'drachiv. He was perfect. V'tam l'akayil. He was perfect. Davacha, not a pshat in the word michtam. The first pshat michtam means lashon, it's a combination of two words. Mach, he was anav, and tam, and he was complete. Davacha, michtam, shayisa makosai tama. The makkah means every child, when he's born, he gets a makkah on 8 days. He gets a milah. But David HaMelech was born Mahol. So therefore, the place of his milah that was royu for a makkah was shalem, and it was complete, and didn't have to have a makkah. So noyelad kishu humal, he was noyelad when he was mal. That's the second shot of the word michtam. On this, the Marsha asks Akasha, that we know a famous Gemara, that David HaMelech says, what do I do when I'm in the bathhouse? What mitzvah do I have? I don't have any mitzvahs. And he looks down at his milah and he says, oh, this is my mitzvah, a mitzvah of milah. That's that mitzvah. I remember I have that mitzvah. And so the Mashal asks, what do you mean? He never got a milah. He never got a milah. So he never got a milah, so he doesn't have that mitzvah. I can say you need a tafas dan bris. But he said, there's a man that you don't need a tafas dan bris. So what does it mean? He looked at his milah. So the Mashal answers, because there's another part of the mitzvah of milah, not to be a oral. And that mitzvah is a mitzvah tmidius, to be a nimol, to be someone who does not have an arla. And that mitzvah was what he was looking down on. And that really answers the kasha that some asked, that what do you mean he has a mitzvah? The milah mitzvah was done by his father 40 years ago, not now. Teretz is being a mohol alone is a mitzvah tmidius. You're always a mitzvah. You are not an arla. Akaponim, the second pshat michtam means that he was born mohol. Tavach, a third pshat michtam, kishem shevekat nusay. When he was younger, before he became a king, he went to learn by anyone, and he went to learn by anyone. Even after he became a melech, when he was bigger than everyone, he still went to learn by the Tamid Chachamim, and he was machnia himself in front of Tamid Chachamim. And the word michtam comes from the lashon of tam machusai, that his Zanivus was complete. Zanivus was complete. That's what it means. Michtam. Zok to Gemara Vayta. It says, V'hi sholchach mi'leimah. L'isha she'ele lo'y ne'chara. To the person who these belong to, I am pregnant to that person. So she was trying to meramez to Yehuda that it's from you. V'seima le'y me'mer. Why didn't she say it clearly? Say it clearly. So say, Yehuda, this came from you. Omrav z'tvar tev yomarav. Amri lo. Some say it's better to throw yourself the kifshon eish. Here she's going out to be burnt. It's rather to be burnt and to die than to mal pnei chaver b'rabim. Therefore, it had to come from Yehuda. She wasn't going to speak out clearly that it came from Yehuda. Menala, what's the makar? V'tamar. The makar is from Tamar. So it comes out of this Gemara that there's a chiyuv for someone to kill himself rather than embarrass on Barabbim. So Tais has a kasha that the Gemara says the only three averis is harag v'layavar. The three averis are shvichas damim, avodah zarah, and gila rayis, and this wasn't included. So Tais's answer is because this avera is not mafurish in the Torah. The avera of abanas pan mafurish in the Torah. Therefore we only pick out those three that are averis mafurishes. The Rabbeinu Yoina goes with different halach. Rabbeinu Yoina says that it's included in Shvichas Dam. The three are Shvichas Dam, Gila Rayis, and Avodah Zarah. This one's included in Shvichas Dam. And that Echanami, the Rabbeinu Yoina paskins that someone has to rather kill himself rather than marry some Rabbim. It's a pella. Zokta Gemara Vayta. It's Pasuk says that she says, Haker no, please recognize who these items belong to. Omer Rebicham Rabbechina. Behaker biser la'aviv, with the word haker, Yehuda was mevaser to his father that Yosef died. We'll see in a second on the pasuk. And behaker bisruhu, and he got punished with haker, so he got embarrassed with the word haker. The Gemara explains behaker biser, he let his father know that Yosef died. It says in the pasuk, "Haker no hakasoyes binchihi." They took his kasoyes and they cut a gedi and they put the blood on it and they brought it to Yaakov and he said, "Recognize who is this kasoyes? This is Yosef's kasoyes or not?" So he caused his father great pain with that word haker. And b'haker b'sru haker no lemiach hasames v'absil mataela. You see the same word haker. So it was midah k'neged midah because he fooled his father with the word haker, therefore he got a lot of tsar, a lot of embarrassment with the word haker. Zokting Maravaita, it says in the Losha Haker, the word no, ain't no Elosha Vakasha. It was a plea from Tama. Tama said, Omalay, Vakasha Mucha, haker pnei barecha, recognize the face of your bayre, which means have a year of Shemaim, Atale Menecha Bimani, and don't avert your eyes from me. Make sure. No, don't let me get killed. Actually, I think Rashi and Chumash says, adds on, and do it for the two unborn children that are in me. Vayaki, Yehuda, Taka, recognized it. Vayoma, Tzodka, she is right, me many. This came from me. This pregnancy came from me. Hainu, Domar Rav Chonon, Barbiz, Domar Rav Shimon Chassidah. Yosef, Shekida, Shmeim, Shmaim, Baseser. Yosef, that was a Kaddish, Shmaim, was Kovash, Yitzroit, Kneged, Eishas, Paitifar. He was zeicha that there was an added ois to his name, a ois of Akaris Baruch Hu, which is a hey. The chsiv eders be a ois of somoy. It says in the pasuk back, the b'tzeis el aris mitzrayim. So you see, we added on the ois hey, which is the ois of Akaris Baruch Hu, was added to his name. But Yehuda, Shakir Shemayim Shemayim Vahesi, he was the Akaris Shemayim Vahesi in front of everyone. Zochav Nikakula Shemayim Akaris Baruch Hu. His name has all four oisias of Yudke Vavke in his name. All his name Yehuda. He was zeicha that Hashem's name is called in his name completely. Kivun Shahida wants Yehuda was made of Amon Tzadka Mani, Yatvask of Amra, at the south of Tamar Shev and Emanar. You, Yehuda, saved Tamar and her two boys from the fire. Chayecha, I am swearing, Hashem says, Kosh Baruch Hu, Ani Matzah Vishuscha, I'll save in your schus, Shloish from Menecha Menor. Three of your children from the fire. Mani, you, Hananya, Meshav Azari will be saved from the fire, Vishus, this Haida. The pasuk says, Tzadka, she is right, many it's from me. Menoyada, how do you know for sure it's from him? Maybe she was designed to other people also. It's just like she was designed to him. Maybe she was designed to other people. Yotzabaska of Abram, he many also kvushim. This came from me. And kvushim means it was a hidden things that came from me. Hashem Kodesh Baruch has a chesmen. The melucha has to come. The melucha, the Mashiach, has to come from such a union between Yehuda and Tamar. And the pasuk says, Lo Yosef Oy Ludat. What does that mean? Pasha means like he didn't know her anymore. They didn't stay married. Amar Shmuel, Saba Chamur, the Rav Shmuel Ba'ami, Shmei, the Rav Shmuel Ba'ami, Kivon Shiyada, Shulei Pasak Meno. Once we knew that she was Mechavon Shem Shemayim, so Loi Pasak Meno. He did not divorce her. He stayed married to her. Like Rashi speaks out, she yod the boss, she he tzadekes, she shemayim miskavna. So then he did not separate from her. Shuv loy pasak mana. How does the word loy yosav elodata mean that loy pasak? We bring a raya. Ksiv hacha. It says over here loy yosav elodata. Ksiv hacha. Someone says dear by my entire call go loy yosav. And just like dear loy yosav means he didn't stop, here also loy yosav means he didn't stop. Zok to gemara vayta. Let's start with Avshalom. Avshalom was the son of David HaMelech, and Avshalom led a big rebellion keneged David HaMelech, and he had a big, huge following, even bigger following than David HaMelech. And this happened after earlier, there was a story with Amnon, who was Avshalom's brother, and Amnon was Ma'anes, his sister Tamar, and what happened was Avshalom killed Amnon, and because of that, for 3 years, they sent him away. David HaMelech was very angry at him, and when he came back after 3 years, David let him come back to Yerushalayim, and Lamaisa, he got himself a big following, and he led a rebellion against David HaMelech. So it says, later on, they chased after Avshalom, he got caught by the hair, and Yoav killed him. So Torah Abba, look at the Raisa. Avshalom Visari Marad, he was Marad with his hair, Shinema Avshalom, Loyhoya Ish Yafa, there was no one as pretty and as good looking as Avshalom. Ubegalka is Raisha, he used to cut his hair, but Yemikates Yom, every year he used to cut his hair because he was a Nazir, that Nazir Olam, and Nazir Olam could take a haircut once every 12 years, as stated in Rashi. Once in 12 years, a Nazir Olam could take a haircut. So when he used to cut his hair, It was very heavy and gave himself a haircut. It was as heavy as 200 shkalim. So Tana, Evan, Anshe Tverya, Anshe Tverya, Shekelim Ba. It was the heavy, like an Evan, that the Anshe Tverya, they use as a measurement. That's what they use as a measurement. And that's the type of Avonim, was 200 of those, 200 Messiahim, 200 Shkolim, but Evan HaMelech, with Evan HaMelech, must be a little heavier than a regular shekel. Must be heavier than a regular shekel. And this Din Izzah Olam is brought down in the Mishnah in Masechtas Nazir. And it says in the Masechtas Nazir that the Hichbid Besari Mekel Besari, it doesn't say exactly 12 months, but I guess his minig was 12 months. On the Gemara, on the bottom of Dalon and Beis in Masechtas Nazir, there's a Shiloh, what the shear is that to cut the hair, how often you cut the hair, it could be after 1 week, after 30 days, the different shearim. But Kabbalah, Rashi learns it was every 12 months that he cut his hair. Zokta Gemara Vaiter, Lefikach, since he was very into his hair, he was Marad with his hair because he was very into his hair, and he was Niska'e Besaira. He was very haughty about his hair. Lefikach Nitla Besaira, he got hung by his hat, by his hair. Shadam is in the Pasuk. He was riding on his mule. It came under these low branches, this big Ela tree, and the branches were low lying branches. His hair got caught by Ela in this tree. And he was hanging between the Shemaim and the Aretz. And the parrot ran away, left him hanging from the tree. So Shakal Safsiri took his sword out, and Baila Mifsky wanted to cut it, and it'll fall down. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel, he couldn't do that. Why? Vayishah Nifka She'ol Mitachtav. Gehenim opened under him. So he couldn't cut his hair, let him drop down, and land up in Gehenim. Vayirgaz, and says at the end of that story, Yoav came, and they killed him. And it says, what was David's reaction to Avshalom being killed, dying? So you would think, David HaMelech would be happy. This Avshalom gave him a lot of trouble. But it says in the pasuk, no, by Yirgaz HaMelech, that the Melech shook, David HaMelech shook, he was shaking. By Yala Elias Hashar, by Yevchi, cried, the Koyam Arv Lechte, B'ni Avshalom, B'ni Avshalom, Mi Yitein Moisin Yitartech, I will die instead of you, Avshalom, B'ni, HaMelech, La'at Esponav, he covered his face, Ayizek HaMelech, Kol Godol, B'ni Avshalom, Avshalom, B'ni. And if you count up the words B'ni, it says 8 times the word B'ni in this pasuk. Hani Tamam Yav B'ni Lam, why is it 8 times B'ni in the pasuk? So the Gemara Shiva, the Aske, Meshiva, Medu Gehenim. There are 7 levels of Gehenim. Every time he said B'ni, he slept him up another level out of Gehenim. V'idach, and the last B'ni, Yikadarim, some say the Kar Reish Gavi Guf. Some say that with that they put together the Reish to the Guf because the Reish of Shalom was thrown far from his Guf. And I did a Tefillah, it brought them into one place. V'yikadarim, the Aite La'am Da'asi, brought him into Olam Haba with the last word B'ni. And we will stop over here and we'll continue further with the Pesukim of Avshalom in the next year.